Your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief keeps you informed about what's happening in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and Maryland. Local news, local sports, local events, local opinion, and of course, local weather. Your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief starts now.
Good morning. It's Thursday, March 21st, 2024. This is John Frenay, and this is your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief, presented by Annapolis Subaru and the SPCA of Anne Arundel County. Yesterday, I recorded a great yet rambling podcast with the owner of Grand Central DC. It's a long-standing bar in DC, which was the first in the nation to actually add a sports book to their business. So for everyone that's all upset about a sports gaming facility coming near you, stay tuned. I'm probably going to drop that one in about a week or so. Anyhow, we do have some news, so let's get into it, shall we? Yesterday, a two-vehicle collision on Route 50 in Annapolis led to the hospitalization of four individuals, including three with life-threatening conditions. The crash, which occurred near Exit 23, that's just past the mall, around 1:30 p.m. It involved a Honda that was stopped due to the tire being in the roadway and a Chevy that crashed into it. Both directions of Route 50 were closed for several hours as helicopters landed and they cleaned up the accident scene. It created a mess on secondary roads in Annapolis, and the Maryland State Police are investigating the incident. On Tuesday, a carjacking was reported at Arundel Mills in Hanover. A 63-year-old woman was approached by a teenage male believed to be about, get this, 13, who grabbed her car keys after a brief struggle. He got into her Jeep Grand Cherokee, which was occupied by a 29-year-old female. The suspect implied that he had a handgun, and the passenger got out as the suspect fled. He stopped and picked up two additional suspects before fleeing. The police are seeking the public's help in finding the three suspects, described as three black males, one in a green hooded sweatshirt and the others in dark clothing. The anonymous tip line is 410-222-4700. In infrastructure news, crews are beginning the replacement of the eastbound Chesapeake Bay Bridge span's decking, a project continuing through the spring of 2025. This $140 million initiative will involve nightly deck replacements and aims to minimize traffic impact. The Maryland Transportation Authority says this is the first phase of a long-term plan to upgrade the 70-year-old span. Turning to aviation, BWI reported record-setting year for 2023 for international passenger traffic, exceeding the previous record set in 2018. Governor Moore highlighted the airport's role in boosting tourism and creating jobs. Total passenger traffic reached 26.2 million passengers, marking BWI as the busiest airport in the region. The airport is anticipating a return to pre-pandemic passenger levels in 2024, bolstered by new international carriers and services. Finally, in politics, former Republican Governor Larry Hogan is leading in Maryland's U.S. Senate race, according to a new poll. Hogan, running as a moderate, has substantial leads over both the Democratic frontrunners, U.S. Representative David Trone, and Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks. Despite Maryland's Democratic majority, Hogan's cross-party appeal is evident. His tenure as governor was marked by tax cuts and responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, and that seems to resonate with voters. However, Democrats have criticized his stances on national issues like abortion and public transportation. The primary election is set for May 14th here in Maryland, with the general election on November 5th. Podcast stuff. Up this weekend on the Local Business Spotlight, we're talking with Patrick Misch, the CEO of an Odenton company called Silverstay. If you have an aging person in your life, be sure to give this one a listen at Saturday. We drop it at noon. And in closing, one of the best ways to keep up on the local news is the Daily News Recap email that goes out at 7 p.m. 366 days this year. It is free and paywall free. And I'm going to drop a link right here in the show notes for you to sign up if you aren't already. And please do me a favor. Make sure you let all your friends, family, and colleagues know about it as well. And that is a wrap. As always, thank you for being you, and a thank you to the sponsors for the Daily News Brief: Annapolis Subaru, the SPCA of Anne Arundel County, Solar Energy Services, and Hospice of the Chesapeake. So now you just need to sit back, because we have George Young from DCMDVA Weather with the only locally forecasted weather report you will find. And because it's Thursday, Trevor from Annapolis Makerspace is here with your Annapolis Makerspace Maker Minutes. All that's coming up, so hang tight.
Have you ever had to wait to get an appointment at the Apple Store? Skip the wait and the line at the mall by visiting MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham, where appointments are not necessary. MacMedics is an Apple-authorized service provider. MacMedics services all Apple devices, including broken iPhone screens and batteries, and all without an appointment. Most iPhone repairs are complete the same day and usually within a few hours. MacMedics is also an Apple-authorized reseller and sell Apple products at the same price as the Apple Store. Visit MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham for Apple-authorized sales and service and shop local. Don't wait for help. Call MacMedics at 410-757-MAX, which is 410-757-6227. It's 410-757-6227. Or visit them online at MacMedics.com. When you live near Annapolis, you know how fickle the weather can be. So you need a truly local forecast that's accurate and reliable. Forecast right here in Annapolis. DCMDVA weather is not just for today, but for the rest of the week and the weekend too. Now here's George Young of DCMDVA weather with the weather outlook for today and beyond.
Hey everyone, this is George with DCMDVA Weather, and this is your Eye on Annapolis forecast for Thursday, March 21st. Yesterday was nice, with 60s for PM highs despite the gusty winds, but today will be quite the opposite, with lows this morning in the upper 20s to mid-30s for most spots across the Annapolis region, with PM highs only in the upper 40s to lower 50s as winds stay a bit breezy out of the northwest. Then it's another cold morning tomorrow with more upper 20s to mid-30s, with sunny skies bringing low to mid-50s for afternoon highs, with rain then moving in during the overnight hours and lasting into the afternoon or evening hours of Saturday, with highs Saturday in the mid to upper 50s, with Sunday capping off the weekend with sunshine and low to mid 50s and more breezy winds, with the early outlook for next week being sunny skies and average temps in the mid or upper 50s both Monday and Tuesday. Okay, that's it for today. This is George Young of DCMDVA Weather. Make it a great day out there today. Stay healthy and be safe. And be sure to follow DCMDVA Weather on Facebook and X for updates each day, along with the website at DCMDVAweather.info, so you can always stay weather informed.
Hello, energy consumers. This is Rick Peters, president of Solar Energy Services. Is all this talk of inflation making you uneasy? Me too, especially the uncertainty. How bad will it eat into my future purchasing power? Well, don't feel helpless, because solar energy can give you some financial control. By installing and owning your solar system, you can lock out electricity cost inflation by locking in your electricity price for more than 25 years. Many of our inflation-fighting clean energy systems offset 100% of the annual electricity demands. Customers frequently add electric vehicle charging and backup batteries to their solar projects, providing them inexpensive auto fuel and additional energy security for the home. Freeze energy inflation in its tracks by committing to affordable, clean solar energy. Call us today at 410-923-6090 or visit us at solarsaves.net. But don't wait another minute. Sunshine's a waste.
Sunshine, sunshine, nothing else can make me feel so fine.
Every week, makers, crafters, and educators hold events all over the area. Highlighting some of those, here's our Maker Minutes, brought to you by Annapolis Makerspace.
Hey, this is Trevor from Annapolis Makerspace with this week's Maker Minutes. At Chesapeake Light Craft in Annapolis, on Monday, they're starting a teardrop camper workshop that's going to run about 2 weeks. And they have more classes coming up soon, doing some boat building with Jimmy Skiffs and Annapolis Wherries at Knits and Pieces off of Bestgate Road. On Monday, check out their introduction to sweater knitting, as well as one of their learn to knit sessions. And registration is open for their second Saturday skills class coming up in April, doing Magic Loop at the Creative and Performing Arts of South County in Edgewater. Saturday, check out their paper quilling workshop, where they'll be sculpting with paper at Whole Foods in Annapolis. Today, their Half Pint Kids Club is doing waffle fruit ice cream cones, with one session at 11 a.m. and another one at 1 p.m. And then on Tuesday, their Half Pint Kids Club is doing fruit and cracker flowers at Local by Design. Tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, check out their Annapolis Artisans Market, where you can check out some of their resident artists and their shops and pick up some great gifts. At Art Farm in Annapolis, tomorrow there's a beginner block printing workshop for teens and adults. Saturday, their first exposure digital photography workshop continues. Also on Saturday, they have a paper flower workshop. And then on Sunday, they have a needle felting workshop. And their kids' art camp sessions continue. Today, they have a kids' art school for ages 9 through 11. Saturday, there's a kids' art school for ages 6 through 8. And then on Monday, they have a kids' art school for ages 6 through 8, as well as another one for ages 4 through 5. And some other kids' art classes this week. Today, there's mixed media for ages 10 through 13. Monday, there's beat making with machine for ages 10 through 15. Then on Tuesday, there's pencil, charcoal, ink, and watercolor for ages 10 through 13, as well as experimental art club for ages 10 through 13. And there's some more classes coming up in April, as well as their summer semester, starting in June. At the Anne Arundel County Public Library system this week, Saturday, Severna Park has pre-K process art, Maryland City has Maryland Day art, painting crab shells, Odenton has a plant clinic with Ask a Master Gardener, and Mountain Road has Stitch and Chat. On Monday, Severn has Spring Break STEM, Making Shoebox Cities, Brooklyn Park has an adult crafternoon, and Crofton has their Crofton Houseplant Club. On Tuesday, Glen Burnie has Little Engineers Constructive Play, Bush Annapolis has Architecture STEM Challenge, Discoveries has a homeschool art club, Eastport Annapolis Neck has a teen art night, and there's an online session called Sharing the Burden, the Role of Women in Cryptology in World War II. And then on Wednesday, Bush Annapolis has Let's Make Art, Discoveries has Tinker Time, Deal has an art crafternoon making tessellations, Mountain Road has Paint Like Jean-Michel Basquiat, and Annapolis Neck has a star party, exploring the night sky with Glenn Bach from NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. And in Annapolis Makerspace this week, on Tuesday, check out our monthly open house. If you have any questions about the Annapolis Makerspace, the Maker Minutes, or any of these events, feel free to contact me at trevor@makeannapolis.org. And you can find links to all these events at the Annapolis Makerspace website, also at makeannapolis.org. And whether you're making art, software, sawdust, or just a mess, chances are you're already a maker. This has been Trevor from Annapolis Makerspace with this week's Maker Minutes.
Coping with advanced illness can be overwhelming, and determining the best options for a loved one isn't always so easy. But here at Hospice of the Chesapeake, your hometown hospice, we want you to know you do have a choice. You can choose exactly who provides the care and the type of care you receive. And it's your decision when and where your loved one receives that care. We have served our community, family, and friends for over 40 years. We are there when you need us. Learn how we can help at hospicechesapeake.org.
You've been listening to the Ion Annapolis Daily News Brief. Tell your friends and colleagues, this is the podcast where you can keep up on the latest with what's going on in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And don't forget about our website, ionannapolis.net, where you can find even more information. And make sure you follow us on Facebook at All Annapolis and on Twitter at Ion Annapolis. This Daily News Brief podcast comes to you every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.